All right. Can we move on now to the next paper, which is to consider management arrangements, if I put it that way, for Site 4 on the new central harbour front. The reason I'm using management arrangements, if you like, is that, and I need a bit of a steer here, if I may, from the Commission. Public-private partnership has a connotation, not only in Hong Kong, but outside Hong Kong, which I think is unfortunate. I'm not sure that we're talking about the traditional public-private partnership model in the case of the waterfront. I've jotted down here what I think we're talking about. We're talking about community participation models, community in the widest sense. Because public-private participation usually involves bringing an investor, he brings his money, takes a lot of risk, etc., etc. Here, I think we're looking much more of a sharing of risk, sharing responsibility, a partnership with all different entities, if you like, be it NGO, be it trust, be it business, be it business operators. So maybe over time, and this is something maybe, Maisie, you can think about, how we move away, I think, from the term public-private partnership, which I think, in a way, sends some negative signals. And I think, you know, when we're dealing with the media and we're dealing with the external world, we might want to think of a more appropriate term, if you like. But on that, Fiona Long is here, I think, and Roy Lee. Who's going to lead? Fiona, please, if you would. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I will focus my presentation on the design concept for Site 4, and I'll keep my presentation short. Site 4, as shown in this diagram, is forming the middle part of the whole study area of the urban design study for the new central harbour front. On the online zoning plan, it's shown other specified use, annotated for waterfront-related commercial and leisure uses. And here is the aerial photo showing the Site 4. Putting it in the context of the master layout plan, you can see that, Site 4 is this part. So in front of it is the waterfront promenade, Site 7 under the UDS study. The urban design concept for Site 4 is that it will be developed into a harbour place. I mean, we will emphasize its role as an anchor at the new central harbour front. The main purpose is to add vibrancy and diversity for the harbour front experience, create for harbour front related commercial and leisure users. And we are proposing to have low-rise development only to harmonize its waterfront setting and the nearby public space and the civic landmarks, including the city hall and the future terminal project, the electrical complex, etc. And in terms of the development parameters, the site area is less than 1 hectare. And the total GFA allowed will be quite small, is not exceeding 7,500 square meter. The maximum building height will be kept low, 20 MPD. And we will propose also to have a public open space of not less than 2,200 square meter in this site floor. And we are also proposing to have 3 separate building blocks in order not to block the view from to and from the city hall to the harbour front, and also introduce the visual permeability to the harbour. In terms of design of the building, it will be in terms of the courtyard design, which will try to give an intimacy in the setting. And we also introduce long building area and a minimum building ratio of 50%. To avoid having excessive traffic to this area, we are proposing not to have any car parking inside the Site 4. Only we will allow the loading and unloading as a kind of picking up and dropping down facilities within the site. So turning into the diagram. Here, we will maintain the visual corridor from City Hall all the way down to the cruise pier to the assembly between Pier 9 and 10. And also, this view corridor will be within this long building area, as shown here. And the 3 separate building blocks will be located within the 3 gray area. The pedestrian connection will be good here, as shown in the yellow arrows. And there will be a proposed elevated walkway linking City Hall with the future Site 4. Here are the grey crossing for the time being, which will be used. So the public open space will be somewhere around the corners, and then we are also encouraging to have more public open space within this courtyard design. So in terms of the future prelim design of the concept, will be something like that. We have a future connection with the city hall at Great Crossing here, and then the open space surrounding the site, and then the so-called courtyard design of the three separate blocks. So I leave my presentation here.
Is that all? Are we going to have any more?
Mainly I will focus on the planning and design concept.
Right.
So I leave the PPP part for further discussion for members.
Right, and you're not going to do any scene setting or anything on that? Okay. All right, fine. Members, just by way of background, as you know, part of the remit of the Commission is to look at possible management arrangements for the waterfront, and government has identified this as a possible site where we might well apply that formula. We might come up with a model, if you like, or decide on a model which would enable us to bring in the private sector, bring in the vibrancy, bring in the vitality and energy of the private sector to ensure that the solution, the design solution, but also the management and the operation solution is one that really excites and teases people, if you like. We've just had a presentation on the design, or thoughts on design, the design parameters. What do members feel? Obviously, we have to start somewhere in terms of these management arrangements. We have to start with some prototypes. Ideally, you know, one in Central, one in Wan Chai, one in Kai Tak, if you like, over time. But this is suggested as, if you like, as the central prototype where we would devise an appropriate management model to suit the situation. From a private sector point of view, I mean, people like Clement and others who are, if you like, more involved in the business side of things, can you see this being an opportunity that could be of attraction to the business community? And what would be your thinking on the type of model? I mean, are we looking at offering a long lease which would enable people to recover their investment, some maybe profit sharing arrangement? Again, we need probably ultimately to set up a panel to look at private sector participation arrangements, cooperation arrangements on the waterfront, but we just really wanted to throw this out to get some initial thoughts and reaction from the Commission. Clement, any initial thoughts?
Look, Chairman, it seems to me that this is an absolutely prime piece of property, and that if one was interested in attracting private sector investment, I'm sure that would be very attractive. However, it seems to me that this is such a critical location and such a central piece of what is going to determine the looks of the harbour front. From my understanding of the presentation, is right in front of the old City Hall, is it not right? So, you know, I guess my question would be, if you like, what is our concept for what we think should go there? Because, notwithstanding I'm from the private sector, I'm not sure if we want vibrancy and maybe a bit of a landmark, maybe something that would really, you know, set the tone for what we want the harbour front to look like. I'm not sure if just tendering it to the private sector is necessarily going to achieve that result, particularly if one then considers, you know, what would be needed to make it commercially viable. I mean, certainly some sort of highland premium being paid would not necessarily mean that you would get that mix of, you know, what is best, if you like, for the community and the looks as compared to balancing that with commercial usage. I mean, from a personal point of view, I would personally hope that it wouldn't be too much of a sort of shopping arcade, effectively. Mm. But I guess that's where I'm coming from, and wondering if, again, without knowledge of the background, what thoughts there had been towards what the concept of this would be.
Well, just in terms of clarification, I mean, we're not looking at disposal. I mean, the models that we looked at overseas and the models that we considered as the Harbour Enhancement Committee were very much partnership between public and private, with the private sector bringing that vibrancy, that flair, that the risk-taking ability, if you like, that's obviously is not within the bureaucracy. But the other models that we've looked at elsewhere have been very much sharing. partnership and sharing risk, sharing reward, with obviously ultimately the land remains vested, if you like, in government. But the models elsewhere, we saw 12, 15, 20 year terms, which enabled the partner, if you like, to recover his investment and obviously make it some profit. But it doesn't have to be business. You know, there are other examples are offshore were with NGOs, with trusts, non-profit organisations who had an ability, if you like, an interest to take responsibility within the community for an area of land or a piece of land. This, I agree with you, this is a prime piece of it's a prime location, certainly. And whatever you do here would set the stage, I think, for the way forward.
Chairman, sorry, maybe if I can just clarify that. I guess the question I was asking was simply, you know, perhaps if there is a partner in whatever form you describe that is seeking, if you like, a highest possible commercial return from whatever involvement that partner may have, it may not be ownership of land, then one can envisage some cases in which that may not be consistent with an objective of just making this the best possible, if you like, community or landmark or whatever facility. Yeah. And I guess all I'm suggesting is that maybe that principle should be addressed sort of at a fairly early stage.
Mm-hmm. Well, that principle has been sort of addressed in the very lengthy discussion over what we're going to do with the various sites on the new central harbour front. So by virtue of the zoning, which is other use waterfront related commercial and leisure, it actually puts the emphasis on the waterfront. In other words, it is to provide a good example of how this area could add vibrancy and activities to the entire waterfront. So my view and what I expect from the Harbourfront Commission is this is really the first of its kind sort of experiment to see how we could, through some innovative design of the procurement, to deliver that product. Land premium is not the primary issue here, Chairman. Well, we're definitely not looking for maximizing revenue. Otherwise, we'll just have to zone it commercial or CDA and then sell off the site, full stop. This is definitely not the case for this particular site, okay? So, and what is more important is because in terms of timing, this is perhaps the first available site for us to try this out, because we have a long debate on site 1 and 2 in front of IFC 2, which offers much greater potential in terms of GFA and prominence and so on. But unfortunately, those two sites will not be available until almost the completion of the Central One Day Bypass. But having looked at all the sites on the Central Harbour front, we realize that this is the first available site for some partnership in order to develop the site for early access and enjoyment by the public. So I hope on this, unlike Kai Tak, I hope we don't have to start from scratch again, because we have spent 2-3 years on studying various models of doing this sort of harbourfront site, whether it could be simply LCSD facility on one end of the spectrum, right? We could just develop with shops and then to be leased out by the government property agency and so on. But we almost ruled out that from day one because that's perhaps not able to provide the flexibility and innovation that is commensurate with the prominence of the site. At the other end of the spectrum, as I said, is just to tender out as a commercial site and let whatever commercial operators to come in and develop the site. So we're looking somewhere in between to find a model. So I've been talking to people because I really up till now have not found an exact parallel to this in Hong Kong. In elsewhere, we have this sort of example. So maybe the first task for this commission is to sit down to have a group who have this sort of expertise. I hope you yourself will join this particular panel because coming from the hospitality sector that I'm sure you could contribute, is to identify certain key parameters. So, for example, public access is crucial. It cannot be sort of $50 per coffee type of facility. It has to have some assured public access. Perhaps the design is very important. It could not be just whoever wins the tender will have his own autonomy in design, will have a subject to design panel. And in terms of the GFA, whether those 7,500 could all be revenue-generated GFA, or whether it could be a split between public GFA and commercial GFA. And once those parameters are settled, we should go out and try and test the market through an EOI, an expression of interest. And then if there is some interest received based on those very important and basic parameters, then the next step is to actually design the tender based on the lease period. So because all these are movable parameters, so if the business case is not that brilliant because of the 7,500 square meters, then perhaps the duration has to be lengthened in order to make the case more viable. Although the chairman said that in partnership terms, as far as HEC report is concerned, we have not ruled out non-profit making entities. But in this particular case, given such a prime site, my personal wish as a Secretary for Development is, if at all possible, the development and construction costs should also be borne by whoever wins the tender and to be recouped later on. So there is this commercial discipline to ensure its sustainability and not a public works project that, in addition to giving the land, the government has to give a lump sum for the creation of those facilities. That's not the preferred model. But if that model does not succeed, then we have to find fallbacks. At the moment, what is uncertain is, with only 7,500 square meters and high expectations for a landmark design plus the construction cost, whether a business case could be put out. I have received some initial feedback that if we are serious to do a EOI or even subsequently a tender, based on site 1 and 2 experience, is we probably will be able to attract developers pair up with internationally renowned architects, also local architects, to put in designs. So it could actually be combining a design competition type of tender for the public to look at that, and so on and so on. So that's my very initial ideas. But I really don't think we could go through this at this meeting.
No.
This is really the first assignment that we need members to join a panel, and perhaps with some cooperative members, particularly with some commercial market experience to help us. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah. Essentially, this is to illustrate, if you like, one of the challenges that we're going to have to face and deal with going forward. Please. Thank you.
Chairman, can I ask a larger question? I mean, I not the report by the task force. We have looked at all the sites as a specific project with some characteristics. Do we have any guideline on the characteristic, or we look at each project by itself? Because I certainly see we have sites spread across the harbour. We have one in Wan Chai, Central, and all the way down to North Port. Do we have a general theme apart from make the harbour more vibrant, more people access, or I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to get a grasp on what we're going to do in a commission, Chairman.
Well, I think this comes back to the panels again, because if we're going to be looking at management arrangements, if you take an example, we're going to have to look at them on a holistic basis as well as a site-specific basis. If we look at design, taking your point, we're going to have to look at it on a holistic basis as well as a site-specific basis. That's how I see the panels driving, if you like, the situation forward. Mr. Sam says, we can't deal with this in detail today, but this is an example, if you like, of the sort of challenge, the remit that we have, if you like, as the Commission, to help the government come up with a series of business models, if you like, which will lead to a much more dynamic and vibrant waterfront through involving the private sector. Clearly we need a panel to focus on just that as a job in itself, if you like. What are the business models? How would they be applicable to each of the sites that might become available? Please.
Chairman, if I understand correctly, whatever form the PPP takes will then be used as a template for other sites in the harbourfront?
Not necessarily. I mean, again, this will be for the task force or the panel to decide. I see a number of variations on the theme, if you like, and I think the solutions will tend to be site-specific.
Okay. Perhaps just one comment then. This is in front of City Hall. this is a very high profile site, if for whatever reason the form of the PPP is not successful, it would be very bad for all constituents involved. If there are other sites, perhaps smaller, physically located in a different area, or if it's within the commission's remit to review PPP as a model, then perhaps, you know, it doesn't have to be specific to the site. It could just be generally, again, in the event that whatever model is tested, and it sounds like it would be tested on this particular site, I think the consequences of an unsuccessful PPP would be quite serious.
So you're suggesting perhaps we'd be less ambitious. Okay, all right. Please, Vincent, now come down the left side.
Well, perhaps I'm suggesting that the other way around rather than less ambitious. You will know that I have been supporting the idea of PPP. Now, on the site specific issue, and in fact when I look at this site plan, I'm rather concerned about the site boundary, because the PPP project is actually, you may say it's not literally on the waterfront. There is actually a piece of waterfront land in front of it. I'm just wondering, because when we talk about the idea of PPP, is to have the private sector to help design, construct, or manage the waterfront area for the enjoyment of the public. Right. So I'm just wondering whether the site boundary is actually confined by some sort of planning parameter, or actually whether the PPP project can actually extend that site boundary toward the waterfront area, so that the private sector may take that piece of waterfront and complete it and advance and manage that part of the waterfront, so that the idea of a continuous waterfront under the management of a private sector can actually be realized. So I would like to think bigger than actually confine that private sector participation into that sort of triangular site. Mm-hmm. Not immediately abutting the waterfront. So that's an idea that I'm actually just thinking aloud to push the idea of the PPP forward to make the best use of their participation towards management of the waterfront. Thank you, Chairman.
Good. Something for the task force then. Paul, then we'll come up. Yeah, Paul first.
Yeah, I support Vincent's idea that we probably should look beyond. The advisor of the Society for Protection of the Harbour has written a letter the other day to the papers as well, and I believe he may have directed it also to the Secretary to suggest that we should look at really do a competition and do something interesting for this waterfront. I just have to remind those who were members of the ACC and those who were not members, probably as a notice, we were not happy with this setup of the Alma zoning plan driven layout of this plan, but we were kind of stuck with it because one wanted to first have the Central One Sub bypass gazetted, completed, so that production could start of the bypass. And now is the first time we actually are past that stage, and we're going to look at this site a little bit afresh, and we could deal with the concerns that we had at that time. And one of the concerns is that this site is set back to the large site, and that we have this big open waterfront. The Central West District Council have recently received a paper on the design of the waterfront, which I don't think any members of this committee have seen, but there are some designs have been presented for what goes in front, at least on a temporary basis, and it shows some of the challenges that are out there as well. So, Chairman, I think, and then just on the PPP side, I think it was good to hear from the Development Secretary to hear what she likes to see as a deliverable, because with a PPP, effectively, we always tend to do a PPP for a physical arrangement, but actually PPP should be defined by the service delivery. And if the service delivery is here in high quality design, but also the service delivery is social pricing for the food and beverage that is available, for the service that are available to the community that comes by this site, if social pricing is a deliverable for this site, but we don't want to do that through an LCSD kiosk arrangement as we have been used to in the past. If that's the challenge being put in front of us, that's a reasonable challenge.
But we have to be, I think the first step is to define those challenges, the sites, the deliverables of the service, and so on. And then we can start looking at, now that is a job we can't do today, and I hope that we can come up with a panel setup which covers the central waterfront and start looking at all the ways and means of coming from step one though, to step two.
Okay, thank you. Please. Peter, are you on system?
Well, yes. I mean, we always like to think that the new reclamation should be relatively free of constraints, and we do need to ensure, I think, in an exercise like this, that we're not overwhelming the very objectives of the exercise, which is something to create something iconic and vibrant. By Harbour Place, I interpret that to be something like a festival marketplace, and as Cara said, we have good examples from elsewhere, and these are all good business as well as design models. The total area isn't actually that large. It's 7,500 square metres, and I think Vincent is right. We do need to look at it in its wider context. Public open space. I mean, we only heard certain sections of the presentation. There are sort of 26 paragraphs in all, and I did read through them. Public open space, for example, needs not to be designed as space itself necessarily, but as a permeable precinct. I do support greening, but I'm somewhat nervous when I see a greening ratio of 50% within the site, or that it falls within a landscape zone of an exotic floral park, and that we have 7 loading and unloading bays and 2 lay-bys for pick-up and drop-off, and that we have to work within a technical circular on air ventilation, etc., and yet achieve courtyards. And we have 2 non-building areas, 10 and 22 metres in width. Now, these are all things that actually we often see in briefs like this. They act as constraints, and yet at the end of the day we say, but we want something absolutely superb, something that's going to be iconic, and something that private developers are going to use as a business model. I think in this way we can very easily specify urban designer out of existence, and I think, as Cara suggests, we do need to come up with certain parameters first and foremost in that.
Thank you. Dr. Ho?
Yep. If you look at the last paragraph, the paragraph 22, members are invited to give in principle agreement to develop the site for, by the way, of PPP, and to form a panel to look into the matter in detail. And I understand that, well, obviously, it seems to me that we already agree to adopt the PPP approach without looking into the matter in detail. And I am afraid, let's say, eventually PPP may not be a feasible way, particularly if we have not studied the whole project, the financial aspect of the project in detail. Actually, we are not sure whether the PPP model will work or not. Even though I understand land PMO is not important, I think that will be a big release for the projects. But even we form a panel to get a detailed study, I'm not sure whether members and our ability, let's say, to prepare the financial analysis of the projects. Maybe we need some consultant, I'm not sure. So you look at what sort of advice from these commissions. You look at the 22B. Okay, and we're invited to form a panel. The panel is to look at the PPP arrangement for development, management, and maintenance. I think the financial aspect is the most important one. Once we resolve it, other things can be easily resolved.
All right, PY?
forbear me with my long-windedness, usual long-windedness. Well, I try to pick up from what Vincent said and what Dr. Ho just said. Because in the beginning, I was given the impression that this site is to be developed for commercial and leisure use, right? But the term commercial, it appears simple to me, although the man in the street. But the word leisure appears a bit more difficult because to my mind, normally, for leisure purposes, we expect people to be able to get onto the site without paying, even just lying around, walk around, and something like that. So this could theoretically be provided for in the sales conditions or lease conditions. But that is not all.
But even for the term commercial, now I'm going on to dangerous grounds about the financial model, of which actually our colleagues from the business sector should know much more than I do. As Dr. Ho said, that the financial aspect will be the determining factor at the end of the day. Because from the very simplistic way of saying the word commercial, it conjures up the method of the normal retail shop of a sort of business. You pay, you get in the slide, you get your service, you get your ice cream, okay? So, but for other purposes, for other businesses, you pay, you get on the slide, but you get the service elsewhere, right? For example, you buy a ticket there, but you enjoy your concert at City Hall, right? You don't occupy the space. But for some other purpose, you pay, you get into the site, you can't enjoy it, because if I pay to get into the MTR station, I can't enjoy an ice cream. I'm forbidden. So it depends on what service is being provided there. So if we don't have any parameter, I think the guiding principle first is that we should get a balance of maximizing or at least getting a fair share of the public enjoyment where the public does not need to pay. Otherwise, it will be conjured as another pollution, perhaps. I hate to use this term. But we must be very careful to strike a balance to make sure that the general public can have a fair share of this use of this very prime site.
Thank you. Carlos?
I'd just like to point out about the timing, because assuming that we would like to explore the possibility and viability of PPP, so what's the possible, when should the private sector be involved? I think that's important. Whether if everything becomes too rigid, the private sector have interest in it, then need a long process to reverse most of the design. So I think we need to decide whether we'd like to the PPP take place also at the planning level, or just the construction or financing or management. So we need to consider. I think the principle is that the earlier the involvement, the better it will be. Otherwise, it will be too rigid, and the business sector may not be very interested. Even if they are interested, I think there's a lot of things to be done. Even start from the scrap, I think. So we need to be very careful about the timing, apart from the financials model, I think.
Thank you.
I'd just like to, briefly talk about my support, for forming a panel to look into the arrangements, to involve the private sector, as you may have mentioned. This PPP arrangements, involve some financial implications, but it may not be. And at the same time, I think it's very important that we stick to the important principles like the land use and the GFA, as well as like when we have the leisure land use. I think, there could be some specifications in terms of public assets, and I think some private involvement would be good. Thank you.
Okay. Can I help members a bit, and maybe we can then move into panels and structure, because I think this is a natural, if you like, crossover. Could we leave it that whichever panel we decide is the appropriate panel, we'll look first of all as to whether this is the right site for this particular initiative, where we think this is the right site, whether, as people suggested, it might be expanded, etc. But then, if they believe it is the right site to run with in terms of PPP, then they look at what would be the appropriate management model. Some expressed concern about whether the panel would have the skills. I mean, one of the ideas that we have is obviously that the panels would co-opt people from financial and other disciplines, if you like, who could look at feasibility, who could look at the design aspects that Peter's picked up and the like, and indeed the business aspects that Clement's picked up. So I think my sense is we feel this is a job for a panel. We think that they need not only to look at the model, but also whether this perhaps is the right place to start, and whether this, what if it is, what model we should use for this site. Are members happy to leave it on that basis, and we can then move into panels and what is the structure? Because we've talked about Tri-Tech and the need for some driving force there. There's obviously a need for driving force on PPP. So I would, in a way, with your help now, like to move into that, looking at that structure, because we can discuss as we have done in general terms at commission level, but the work is going to have to be done at panel level. So getting that structure right and getting agreement around this table as to what that structure is, I think, is very important. So could we move into panels and task forces? Sorry, yes, Andy.
Chairman, just one more question about the what to follow with Vincent's comment. The piece of land in front of the site 4, yeah, can we have a little bit more information about timing and also how it would be related to the site 4? Because particularly, I think now we definitely don't want the site 4 to be completed as an island. If the central one tried by part is still not actually there and completed more or less at the same time, I think that makes a lot of difference. And I think in order to make this as a three time piece of world class waterfront development, I think how we're going to integrate what we call site 1, site 7 with site 4, I think will be a very important thing for us to consider. And I think the panel, if we're going to form a panel for this particular area, I think we need to know all these relationships. Thank you.
Chairman, can I invite CK to indicate a timing based on the current work progress of the CR3? So members have a basis to discuss this matter.
Thank you.
It's a piece of information for the Commission. We are working on the Central West Rapid Pass. We target to complete the whole piece of land with the central bypass there by end of next year.
End
of next year.
Chairman, I certainly want to draw this discussion on this item to close, and we proceed to the formation of a panel. I just want to make several points. One is really timing. The last thing I would like to see is we have formed extensive areas of harbourfront at the central. And again, as KL pointed out, lying idle. That's the thing that I promised myself that I would not hopefully allow this to happen, as we have seen in West Kowloon and Kai Tak. So even for temporary things, we try to put in. So I think Paul mentioned about we went to the Central and Wanzai District Council to put in some temporary promenade. And for the waterfront leading all the way from the Tamar government offices, which will be commissioned before end of next year, we likewise will put in front of Tamar this promenade, and so that hopefully the members of public will have access to the central harbour front as early as possible. But still, it doesn't mean that we should not work diligently on the longer term development of a more vibrant harbour front, because whatever we put in will be just very passive harbour front promenade, maybe a bit of landscaping, that's all. We are not going to develop this retail and commercial and cafe and things like that until we have this model in place, because this is one of the key recommendations of the former HEC, that we should go for a private public participation model to do it. So timing is of essence. The second point is I actually do take Ben's point about whether we do have another area to pilot this model before we replicate it in such a prominent place in Central. Unfortunately, I don't think we have, because in order to have some private sector involvement, that place has to have very good visibility and very prominent. So it's a chicken and egg situation. But if a panel is to be set up and to address even the first question of whether this site 4 is suitable, then I would invite the panel also to help me to look at another site, also zoned OU in Quarry Bay. That is also zoned OU, also for low-rise waterfront, but I've been told repeatedly that that is not a very attractive site for piloting or attempting any private sector involvement. But since if there's a panel of experts to look at, might as well look at that as well. Because to do it first in Quarry Bay, which we already have, is an extension of the Quarry Bay Park, where we have this, and Lake Ing Wan, which is also part like Soho. That is actually a very, in my view, that's a good location. But I've been told by many people that that is not going to work for the time being. But I would love for the panel to help me to look at that as well. And the third point is, Paul, I'm not looking for any social pricing. I'm giving that $50 per cup of coffee as an example, that if we just tender it out, that becomes 100% enclose a private commercial entity, then it would be difficult. But we have many means to ensure public access, like in our case of revitalization of historic buildings, while without controlling the pricing of the boutique hotel or the future cafeteria, we have means to assure public access into that particular area. So that's a point of clarification. About Vincent's and other members' point on anything beyond Site 4, anything beyond Site 4, where you refer to Site 7, is zoned O. That is open space. That is basically the harbourfront promenade. But if some members will recall, we have developed another policy, which we will publish a book called The Management and Design Guidelines for Public Open Space in Private Developments. That may have some relevance and applicability here. In other words, in addition to Site 4, any tender, any land lease, or any contract for management could include a part of the open space to be entrusted to the developer or the operator of Site 4, and subject to the access conditions and the management conditions. And on top of that, that particular design guidelines and management guidelines also allow up to 10% of the open space area for some related commercial facilities. So that may increase a bit the viability of all the things. If it is done well, for example, what about in front of Site 4? You could have kiosks selling ice cream. Somebody mentioned about ice creams and other things. So that is a possibility to extend beyond the Site 4 in light of our latest public open space policy. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. What I suggest is let's just park the central question for the moment, if we may, and move on.